Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lighthouse Radio.
Lighthouse Radio.
With some things that you need to know before you go to bed.
Before you go to bed.
Before you turn the light out, turn it on.
Lighthouse,
turn it on. Lighthouse Radio.
Lighthouse Radio.
With some things that you need to know before you go to bed.
Before you go to bed.
Before you turn the light out, turn it on. Lighthouse, turn it on.
With your host, Tim Knight, with Tia D and Erica Chanel. Let's get it started. Let's get it started.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is your host, Tim Knight, a.k.a. Nighttime. I am in the house especially early today. I know we generally come on later on at night around 9:30 every Tuesday, but we are doing something very special and unique today. We actually have a very special guest that's going to be joining us on the line very soon. The Grammy Award-winning drummer, composer, and band leader, Terry Lynn Carrington, is going to be joining us here in the Night House. She's going to be talking about her new project that she has coming out, so we're excited about that. Welcome. This is the first show of the year. A lot of hang-ups, but that does happen from time to time, and we're just excited. In fact, let's just get right to it. Of course, you know, like usual, we're going to have some music going on. We're going to be doing our thing right here in the Night House. Matter of fact, let's welcome Miss Terry Lynn Carrington to the Night House. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing? Good to be here.
I'm doing absolutely. We're glad to have you. So let's just get right to it. I mean, you've been doing so much. I mean, 3 Grammys, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and you started out very young. Tell us about that experience when you first got started in the business.
Well, I was very fortunate because my dad plays saxophone and my grandfather played drums. And my dad also played a little bit of drums. So I had music in the family, and my dad knew everybody. So when people came to town, like Dizzy Gillespie and Les McCann and just so many amazing musicians, they would want to hear me play because my dad knew them. Grover Washington Jr., just lots of people. So I got to sit in with them from like age 10 on, and it kind of developed a reputation, and that kind of jump-started my career. And then I got a full scholarship to Berklee College, which helped me, you know, with the theoretical aspect of it. And so by the time I was 18, I moved to New York and started playing with a lot of different people and developing, you know, just my craft.
Wow, that's good.
That's a story.
That is a story. Well, that is good. So what's kept you going all these years? Is it just truly a love for the music itself? Like, what's been your motivation over the years?
Well, yeah, it's the only thing that I've known to do. It's like, I think you reach a point in life where you know that you have a purpose, and you know, I was fortunate to reach it at an early age, and it's the only thing I ever wanted to do. And so then eventually you fine-tune why you're doing it and what that purpose is and what your mission is. And I teach, matter of fact, I'm on my lunch break now. I teach at Berklee College, and that's part of my mission, to help inspire young musicians to carry, you know, the music on, move it forward. And then, you know, play a lot of live concerts. And there, in that setting, you're inspiring a group of people that you don't actually have a one-on-one with, but you know that you're doing something that makes that person maybe have a good day or maybe go do what they do in life a little better because you've inspired them. And that's a, you know, sense of accomplishment as well.
Nice. So I guess of all the artists that you work with, and looks like you certainly have a long list, who is the most fun to work with, or that you really feel that you had a really good vibe and connection with?
Ooh, that's very difficult because I've worked with so many great artists. You know, Wayne Shorter has always been a big influence and mentor on me. Herbie Hancock as well. Jack DeJohnette, drummer, is like my biggest influence on the drum set, along with Roy Haynes. But just other leaders that I've played with. I just played last week with Al Jarreau, and I was his drummer from 91 to 93. And, you know, he's inspiring. So there's just, you know, so many different people that are inspiring for different reasons. And I've luckily connected with all of them, so I take something away, you know, from all of them.
Wow. So we are going to play a few tracks from the new album. So how did this come about? This is your third album, correct?
No, this is my, let's see, third on Concord. And then before that, I had one on E1, so that was four. And then before that, I had two on a German label called Axe, so that's six. And then my debut album was on Polygram in 1989. So that's seven. This is my seventh album.
Wow. Okay. Well, gee whiz. So when it came down, I'm sorry.
No, I just
Okay, no problem. So when it came down to selecting the artist that you wanted to work with, this project, which is called the Mosaic Project, Love and Soul, how did you select who you wanted to work with?
Well, I mean, generally I work with friends or people that I've worked with in the past. Because I finance my own projects and it's not always a whole lot of money involved. So, you know, I want to do it with people that just I vibe with and that, you know, feel that what I have to say musically is valid. And so that's basically how I, you know, pick the people. And I knew this project I wanted more soul-oriented vocalists and to mix kind of the jazz part of me with the more R&B part of me and mix it up my own way, make my own gumbo with it. So
that's right.
That's how I chose those people, because they're the voices that I've heard and loved over the years. We, you know, people I've played with at some point and from different generations.
That's awesome. Well, one of the tracks I want to play is called So Good with Jaguar Wright. Now, definitely got to, you know, support her. She's, you know, in the Philly area. That's where I'm at. Great local talent, and she's done everything all over the world. So I want to play that real quick, and then we'll come back and we'll talk some more with Terry Lynn Carrington. Let's check out So Good featuring Jaguar Wright.
When I'm afraid, no one is ever.
We are back. So yeah, that was So Good featuring Jaguar Wright. Let me ask you this. How involved are you in the full song making process? In other words, well, did you also write the lyrics for the songs?
Oh, absolutely. I wrote the music, the lyrics, and produced it. So it's I'm completely involved. It's totally my presentation.
Wow, that's awesome. Any touring in the works? Can we see you live anywhere soon?
Let's see. I have a show in New York February 27th at Lincoln Center, the Great American Songbook Series, and a featured vocalist from the album that will be on this particular show will be Olita Adams and Valerie Simpson. So
okay.
Look forward to that one.
That is nice.
Yeah,
where can
see.
We pick up this project?
Oh, well, iTunes, Amazon, all the usual suspects.
Okay, cool.
You know, online, I should look it up. You know, I mean, I don't know about retail places. I'm not sure, you know, to just go someplace to buy it, but I know that you can find it online for sure.
Okay, cool. Any last words for us? Anything that you want us to know?
Not specifically, really. I know we, you know, I had the great fortune of Natalie Cole being on the CD, so I was really sad that, you know, we don't have her anymore. At the same time, you know, feel really fortunate that she was on my project and graced me, you know, with her amazing talent.
That's right. It's called Come Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, hey, it's been a pleasure. I know you got to get back. I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I certainly appreciated you stopping by. And in fact, we definitely want to have you back on. I'm going to play more songs from the album so that people can get familiar with it and go support you. So again, thank you very much for your time.
I appreciate
and much success to you. All right. Now you have
Thanks
a good
so
one.
Much. Okay, right. You too. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am.